Got an SEO tip for you today on hiring SEO. The Wizard Mutual Fund management cannot bullshit me. I just got off the phone with a guy who has purportedly spent over $1 million developing his quasi e-trade competitor service that will supposedly bring the whole world of finance back into check and fix the struggles of anybody afraid to lose their money in a mutual fund or other stock market failure. Before I get too far, I want to make it very clear that I do not earn my living writing this blog or recording this podcast. People find me here, but it's absolutely not how I earn money. I earn money when people come to me to make their business successful and can push their marketing go button. When they come to me to feed me more crap, I feed it right back to them. Sometimes I feel compelled to tell my readers about it. The Wizard guy called me a couple days ago after finding me online. He found me in a search, and I was not seeking him. I don't seek people, and I don't do sales pitches. I'm the SEO, search engine optimizer after all. And my job is for people to find me, but mostly to find my clients. I answer questions and I help people to understand what I do, but I would rather choke them than to explain the importance of being visible in search engines or that I know how to do it. Seriously, if you found me, don't ask me if I can help people find you. That is clearly grounds for choking. People discover me many times per day, and some of them think they understand the whole idea of what I provide. But most of them have it all wrong. I mean, sometimes they get it extremely wrong. I'm not here to sell you stuff or to take your money. Don't even ask me for a price tag, because I will only tell you that if you want success, you damn well better bring your lunch money and expect me to hang you up by the ankles and shake the coins from your pockets. You're not going to get success from me for free. I already have a wife, and she's the only person who can rip my shirt off and get talent for free. Success does not come with a set price, and it's not defined the same for you as it is for that other person over there. That is why, if you want success, my standard price begins at $438 squillion. Not just how much success do you want to buy. I'm here to improve my clients' profits, and that's what I'm paid to do. I don't care who you are or how much you can pay me. You cannot buy my reputation or integrity. Not at all. I've foregone millions of dollars in the past to prove that money cannot buy my integrity. Don't even make a bid, because it's not going to happen at any price. The Wizard impressed me at first. The Wizard guy gave me a great demonstration of his service, and I was impressed. In fact, I was impressed enough to ring the Wizard on the phone tonight as a follow-up to our previous conversation. He was glowing with delight with the prospect of my interest in marketing his service, and we shared some great ideas about what his marketing plan should entail. The Wizard guy has the brilliance to suggest that his service is best served as a pyramid scheme. Sure, it could go that way, in a bad movie, but I told him that if he made that decision without the foresight of market research, that it could kill a lot of other possibilities he had hoped for, including potential for selling the company. I told him that what would benefit him the most before his product launch is some solid market research. He liked that, but he thought it was for free. He assumed that extensive market research was just something we provide free of charge and then send him a proposal for implementation. This is not so uncommon that clueless people think that marketing is just about the implementation and that the research is just pulled out of our undershorts. It is not that way, and any good research with solid projections doesn't come for free for me, you, the Wizard, or anybody else. This guy had no better clue about marketing than an arrogant idea of who should buy the Wizard, and the whole stock market and mutual fund industry should believe in him and his flashy but convincing Wizard service. He only knew who he was and who he thought he should sell to. He seemed to know or care little about who it would actually benefit the most, how to reach them, or the proper message they would respond to. Market research to him seemed to mean I would go gather all the magic bullets, but that to pay me would mean I would send him a loaded gun to shoot at his target. There is a whole lot more potential for the wizard than he could grasp, but only after I gave him a big enough dose of my marketing experience in a reality pill was it that he finally said, "This is sounding kind of expensive." What he completely failed to understand was that in order to bring a product to a position of massive market success in an industry already clouded with distrust and crooks, is that you cannot do it with a tin cup full of pencils and a pair of glasses begging for nickels on a street corner. When you create a self-proclaimed brilliant product and have the audacity to call it the Wizard and brand it as a financial savior, you damn well better be ready to market it and to prove that you have more than a mythical profit-solving stock market idea. Marketing takes research. And that means more than a kid next door saying we can put it on Craigslist. The Wizard Mutual Fund Management wants contingency SEO. If you ever happen to Google the term contingency SEO, I'm what you get. Yes, numero uno. I am the guy. I love working for my pay based on my performance. That is where I make money. And that's all great. I just hate it when clueless people think that it means they have no cost and that I trust them just because they called me on the telephone to pitch me their bullshit line like a squillion other cheap jackasses. For my candid take on this, take some time and see the video of Wimpy from Popeye. It's on my blog. If you're finding this by our RSS, be sure to see the video on the original blog post. It's pretty good. I love it. Wimpy from the 1940s or 50s. If you want to know how contingency SEO works, just read about it. It does not mean free marketing. It means partnering up with your marketing people and working together for more profit. I know you may get all screwed up for some people, but the reality is that you cannot shit on your best asset and expect the best results. No, that is not how this works. That kind of illusion only happens in fairy tales and movies, like The Wizard of Oz. Peeking inside the wizard's mind. Okay, I get it. If I create a market for this unknown service called The Wizard, and give my gracious SEO talent and market research on contingency, this jackass will gladly pay me on Tuesday, like that asshole Wimpy from the Popeye cartoons who always owed people for last Tuesday's burger. Sorry, but no dice. When I market something, I bring more than my good looks and a pocket of arcade tokens. I use my industry reputation, and I use a long list of marketing resources and talents which are not free. I put a whole lot of money and work into the launch of a product which can cost dearly if I start launching bullshit plans like the Wizard only to piss off all of my business relations when some jackass wizard guy doesn't pay the bill and I'm on the hook for the people I brought in to help market it with me. The Wizard Stock Market Service has no stock. And I don't know, maybe this guy's got something, but before I jump into bed with a client for a contingency SEO contract, they better be ready to put some skin in the game. I mean, if this joke of a businessman has $1 million wrapped in his service, how well do you think you can trust the wizard who did not understand the fact that creating a solution is only a tiny part of a business? What kind of financial wizard is that? Do you want to do business, or do you want to feed bullshit to somebody already choking on a mouthful of bullshit? Success and earning trust from consumers should require that you can do what you say you can do. You have to be a business person. That means more than having a great idea. You must have money. Yes, M-O-N-E-Y, money. Because although it may look easy, what I do requires people. Full-time people, with kids to feed and bills to pay. Without money, it's hard to promote some bullshit you call the wizard that deals with people's finances and retirement futures. I'm not about to become another Bernie Madoff jerk by promoting some wizard to solve the world's mutual fund and stock market troubles. No, not for free. And not if I view you as a shady quack. I may be an asshole, but I'm not an asshole that you can scam or pay enough to scam others. If you have a product to bring to market, don't come to me as the wizard with empty pockets. Are you seriously so delusional that you think product development is where your idea will make money? No. The money comes after you bring it to market, and sometimes not even then. That's your risk you take as a business person. Don't act like the wizard. If you come to find a need for serious marketing, and you reach out to a serious marketing person, I mean one with some marketing talent. Oh yes, and do Google marketing talent. Do not, repeat, do not come to us with an attitude that we are here to sell you something. If the marketer is good, and if it's an SEO with a little experience, he or she hears from people like you all day, every day. We get sick of it, and it forces all our bullshit sorters into overdrive. Then we end up waving a bullshit flag all over you, and it may turn into the next Suture Express. Go Google to see what happens to companies like Suture Express when they act like the wizard. Don't take my word for it. Go ask Google. Seriously. If you want the best marketing, it's better to treat it as if you're going to the bank seeking a loan. You want what we have to offer, money. And that means you need to give us a reason to approve you. This is especially true if you're seeking contingency, performance-based SEO. I'm not your mama, and I have no obligation to feed you. Now let's get that straight right now. I have three words for ignorant cheapskates wanting a free lunch. Those are, rub a lamp. If you think I make money here, writing this blog, you really got it all wrong. I make money when non-bullshitters reach up under their sack and bring something to the table that I can market for them. Hitting me up for a bunch of free ideas and then insulting me is a good way to get said sack on an internet chopping block. So there's my rant. Do what you want to do. Do you want to do business, or do you want to feed bullshit to somebody choking on a mouthful of bullshit? Really, that's the bottom line. Respect the people around you. Respect the people that actually feed you and bring you money. And this isn't just for me. This is for all marketers. You know, somebody that's serious about marketing your product or service, if they take it seriously, they're probably working real hard to make sure that you are making money. And bottom line, if they're good at it, they will never be paid by their work as much as what you are paid by their work. So that's my piece. Hope you enjoy it. And I hope whether as a marketer or as somebody looking for marketing, that you'll understand a little bit of how a marketer might think about this. Have a great day, and I welcome your comments at awebguy.com.